This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Fire conditions eased on some of the major fronts burning across Australia on Sunday after a cool weather change, with firefighters trying to contain blazes before the expected return of hotter conditions at the end of the week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney after returning on Saturday night from a vacation in Hawaii that drew sharp criticism as a wildfire crisis in his home state deepened. After the deaths of two firefighters Thursday night, Morrison announced he would return home early, and on Sunday he acknowledged his holiday had caused anxiety. The intensity of fires eased overnight in New South Wales, Victoria, and South Australia states, where fires had been burning out of control on Friday and Saturday. More than 105 fires were still burning on Sunday, with 59 considered uncontained and one burning at an emergency level. North Korea State News Agency is reporting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting of top military officials to discuss boosting the country's military capability. Amid heightened concern, the North may be about to return to confrontation with Washington. KCNA News Agency says Kim presided over an enlarged meeting of the ruling Workers' Party Central Military Commission to discuss steps to bolster up the overall armed forces of the country, militarily and politically. KCNA says important issues for decisive improvement of the overall national defense and core matters for the sustained and accelerated development of military capability for self-defense were discussed. It did not give details on when the meeting was held nor what was decided. The commission is North Korea's top military decision-making body. Kim rules the country as its supreme military commander and is the chairman of the commission. This is V.